We're here on KSOM, and we're talking with a student who swam at Atlantic. He's actually from Oakland, going to high school at Riverside, but because they didn't have a swim team, he swam for the Trojans. And just recently, he announced his intention to go swim at Morningside College in Sioux City. Keaton Reakin with us here on KSOM. So, Keaton, congratulations, and how's it feel to make this decision, and what you're going to do after you graduate with Riverside High?
Oh, it feels great, you know, just to get that decision made to figure out where I want to be for the next 4 years.
So what made you want to pursue swimming at the next level in college?
You know, really, I wasn't sure that I wanted to swim until I went to Morningside and kind of toured their college. And they, I met with a coach and they gave me the opportunity to swim and I took it.
Great. I mean, did you consider any other schools or what else went into your mind and what you wanted to do post Riverside?
Yeah, I was looking at a couple of other schools, but when I went to Morningside, I met with their coach and I kind of toured like the campus, and yeah, it just ended up to be the place that I want to be. So
very good. So what things, you know, what do you feel like stood out to them the most of what you accomplished swimming for Atlantic? What do you think drew their attention?
Well, you know, I'd been in contact with their coach when we went up there for my visit. I showed him a couple of my races and he kind of broke those down of what he thought. And then he talked a little bit about a swimmer that he had a few years ago that came into college with the same times that I'm swimming, and he talked about the improvement that swimmer made. So that just made me excited to be in that program.
Yeah, I know you've had tremendous success at Atlantic, especially in the 100 yard fly, the butterfly. You broke the school record, you know, as a junior, and broke your own record again this past year. Is that a stroke that you want to pursue at college? Did they talk anything about, you know, what kind of events you might be swimming in?
Oh, for sure. I definitely want to be able to swim that in college. I know at college they also have like the 200 fly, which I'm not sure if I'd want to swim that one yet. But yeah, and then I'd be swimming freestyle for sure too.
Okay. Well, you see, you're probably more built for speed then.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, what is it about the butterfly that you like so much about that particular stroke?
You know, I think the butterfly just is such a challenging stroke that it kind of, a lot of people are scared to do it. And I really didn't swim butterfly that much till my junior year. But I kind of swam it in the relays before. And then one meet, I just asked our coach, Cody McCready, if he put me in the 100 fly. And I think I got second or third. So I started swimming in at meets and I ended up winning a couple meets, and then it's just been fun from there. So
what makes it good for you? I mean, what makes you so good in that particular stroke?
You know, in the butterfly, I think one of the biggest things, not like along with your ability in swimming, but it's just having that mindset to be able to push through to the end of the race, because the butterfly is one of the most physically demanding strokes in swimming for sure. So, but I think with my mindset in races, I'm able to push through to the end of the race, and a lot of times out touch other guys like right at the wall if they're slowing up. So
what are some of your favorite memories of what you did in swimming at high school?
You know, some of my favorites, I think, not necessarily when we went the fastest, but at the Carroll meet this year, we swam a relay with all four of our seniors. So that was, and a couple of those guys weren't always on the varsity relay, but I think just having that senior relay was fun for us. And then, you know, when I broke the 100 fly record the first time my junior year and then kept dropping it this year, those were all fun races for me personally.
Yeah, of course. And what do you think you need to do to prepare for swimming at the college level?
Well, I know my Coach is planning on sending me some workouts to do over the summer, so I'm sure those will take up quite a bit of time. And then I think just getting in the right mindset of competing in that next level is going to be play a big part in that for me.
Yeah. And I mean, Morningside's not that far away. So what's the family support been like in this decision? And I'm sure they're excited because it's within reasonable driving distance to come watch you swim.
Oh yeah. They're super excited. Yeah. Like you said, it's not that far away and most of our meets will be within a reasonable distance. So I think they should be able to make it to quite a few.
Yeah, I mean, the G-Pack, even if they go on the road south, they'll love that. I mean, going to there's some of the other schools there that are closer to Oakland in the conference. So I understand you're going to major in aviation. What got you started in the interest of flying?
So I always had kind of had an interest in flying, I guess, from a young age. And then when we went to tour the campus, I met with the dean of the program, and then we went out like to the Sioux City airport, and I toured the airport they have out there, and I think that just kind of sold it all for me, talking with those guys and just being in that presence, I guess.
Have you gotten your pilot's license?
I don't. That's one of my goals up there, and I guess my overall goal is to be able to fly commercial. So
I mean, you want to be like a pilot for Delta or United or one of those, yeah, you know, big airlines.
Yep. And I can get all my licensing through the university up there. So,
okay. Wow. So like what's it going to take for you to achieve that? I mean, what's the process like? How many years of schooling and what you have to go through in order to get that?
So it, the schooling is set up to take 3 years, but you can stay through four. So at the kind of the way they explained it to me, at the end of the first year, I'll have my pilot's license and be able to fly small planes. And then up to the end of the third year, I'll be able to have my commercial license and fly the big planes like that you see at airports.
Do you remember the first time you're ever up in the air?
I do. We went to Disney World when I was 11 or 12, I believe. Yep. So it was a surreal experience. And I just have always loved being up in the air.
Okay. So, I mean, you weren't afraid at all. I mean, there was no fear and you just took to it like candy to a baby, I would imagine.
Yep, pretty much.
That's great. Well, good luck to you on that. You know, I also saw in the bio that was sent to me that at high school you participated in a radio broadcasting program. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, so we started RSTN, which Riverside Sports Television Network. We started that my eighth grade year through our school. So it started out with just broadcasting home basketball games, and then. So I broadcasted quite a few basketball games, doing the play-by-play or color commentating. And then my sophomore year, I kind of didn't take part in the program as much more because I was involved in the sports. Mm-hmm. So I just wasn't able to. But then last year and this year, I kind of got back into calling more games. And I just had a blast doing it the whole time. So,
did you enjoy that?
Yeah. Oh, man, I love calling the games. We, my friend Paxton Meek and I, we called all the girls' district postseason basketball games, and those were just fun because, like, we had a couple home games, and then we traveled to Abraham Lincoln for that last one, and yeah. Doing the away games was really fun, too, just to be in a different, location, and atmosphere is different there, so, yeah.
Well, as somebody who's in the radio business, I can tell you probably made the best decision to try and pursue flying because the pay is a heck of a lot more. So I think you made the right call there, Keaton. So what do you have? What do you have left here at Riverside before you graduate that you're doing?
So we have, I'm in track. We'll have meets for the next month and a half or so. Mm-hmm. And then after that, we have baseball starting up, and that'll go through midway through July. And we also have our state jazz band competition is this upcoming Tuesday.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, we placed second there last year, and hopefully we can place high again this year.
Okay. Yeah. So Tuesday is the state jazz band competition. Okay, cool.
Yep.
Well, good luck with that. You know, you do band and chorus, you do radio broadcasting, you do swimming, you're doing track, you're doing swimming, you know, plenty of free time in between all those activities, I bet.
Yeah. Yep. I wish. Yeah, at a small school, you kind of have to be involved in everything. So.
Sure.
But I enjoy it.
So what are you most looking forward to when you go to Morningside?
You know, I think I just being on my own for, I'm looking forward to that because growing up with five siblings, you're always kind of being overshadowed by someone else. So I think just, yeah, living on my own for a little bit. And obviously I'm looking forward to swimming and the aviation aspects of it too.
Great. Well, I mean, that's exciting because not only do you have swimming to look forward to, but you obviously have a passion for aviation and as a career. So, I mean, you have two things that you can pursue simultaneously, and I think that's kind of cool. And not a lot of kids that go to college have that. You know, they're still trying to find themselves. So it's kind of interesting that you have both of those pursuits going. So we certainly wish you the best of luck with that, and certainly best of luck at track, and congratulations on your decision to go to Morningside, and thanks for your time.
Thank you, Chris.
Keaton Reakin, he is a senior at Riverside High School, and he's going to go swimming at Morningside College, and he joins us here on KSOM.